Psalm 27, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Welcome into Wonder and Reality. This is Jim. I want to cover some things in this message that might help people. That's the purpose of our ministry and of this podcast. WonderReality.org is our website. Please email us at hello@WonderReality.org. Glory to God. Another wonderful opportunity today and all the time to seek the Lord and to walk with Him. What a privilege. No matter where you are or what's going on, we can start with Jesus fresh and new, and a key is repentance. A couple of things. Let's be available to intercede. God might lead you to intercede for your where you live, your town, your city, your nation, other nations too. Let's be available, or for individuals. Second thing, prayer language. When we pray in tongues, it recharges our spirit man. That's what, according to Scripture, it charges the battery of our spirit man, and it allows us to pray to God directly. Amen. We can pray in tongues quietly and softly. We don't have to be loud and obnoxious about it. Some spirit-filled people I know, they pray very quietly to themselves in tongues, and it's very powerful. If you have not received that, just receive it. God will give it to you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This message is mainly, the theme of this message is three in the Bible and its significance. And three, all the numbers in the Bible are significant. And remember, a great man of God said, there are no meaningless details in the Bible. Everything is important, really eternally important, beyond what we can comprehend. And you know, our most holy faith, we should just realize this is a holy faith. It's sacred, it's divine, and at the same time it's natural. It's normal and natural as us just living and breathing. It's what we were born to do and meant to do is walk with God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So simple, so glorious, and so when we see these truths that are revealed, there's a deep, deep meaning behind them that is eternal and infinitely vast. So three, we know that God is three in one. Amen. The Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to go through these fairly quickly. We are made in His image. Amen. He made us in His image. That's an incredible truth. We have a spirit, soul, and a body. And so that's shows that he made us for Him. He sent Jesus to die for us, to save us. And this is the central truth of mankind. Remember that the angels around the throne say, "Holy, holy, holy." Let me first say, three, the number of perfection, wholeness, and completion. So it's the perfect number, wholeness, completion, perfection. So holy, holy, holy. Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, he says, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory." Amen. Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. That Jesus' ministry was 3 years. There are three heavens. Some believe that there were three archangels. There's some different beliefs about that, but Michael, Gabriel, and then Lucifer, who fell, of course. Three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Noah had three sons. And remember, everyone else was destroyed. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Genesis 6:10. Jonah was in the fish 3 days, one of more than 300 references in the Old Testament that speak of Jesus Christ. He was in the fish 3 days. Jesus mentioned that, remember. And that's symbolic of Jesus being in the grave for 3 days. Jesus answered Satan's three temptations, Matthew 4, the beginning of Matthew 4. Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus affirmed his love three times for Peter. Peter denying Jesus is Luke 22:54 and on. And then Jesus affirmed his love, John 21:15. Three realms of prayer. Remember, Jesus taught and said that ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open to you. That's three realms of prayer. The asking realm, then the seeking realm, and then the knocking realm, where we're close enough to knock. Three dimensions of the anointing. Number one, salvation. Number two, ministry. Number three, authority. I'll give the scriptures on that in a minute. Salvation, Leviticus 14:18. Ministry, Exodus 30:30. Authority, 2 Samuel 5:3. So three dimensions of the anointing. The first one is to be saved. Anyone who gets saved has an anointing for that. Three worlds of faith. The measure of faith, number one, the measure of faith, number two, the gift of faith, number three, the fruit of faith. Jesus forgives us of transgression, iniquity, and sin. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. Remember famous scripture, Isaiah 53:5 and on. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our sin. Those are some of the main ones. There's many others. And let's just really let the Holy Spirit reveal to us how significant it is that, God is a Trinity and and that we made in His image, and it's just this glorious truth that no man has really received, you know, the fullness of that. For eternity, we're going to be in awe of this. So let's praise and worship Him. Let's intercede and seek Him. That's a lot right there. But I just want to encourage anyone and build hunger. The glorious walk with Jesus that brings this we're new creations in Him, and there's infinite potential for every day with Him. You know, let's be aware of that, and let's be you know, I've been emphasizing seeking the Lord, seeking Him and His presence. Amen. Please do send us your prayer requests and more soon. Blessings to you and your loved ones. Thanks for listening. More soon.